Welcome to Jurassic North, your one-way stop for all talk Raptors, where we talk Raptors all the time. On the docket tonight is going to be Kyle Lowry and Andre Drummond. Without any further ado, let's get into it. I'm joined today by my co-host Raphael Root, and we're going to go ahead and start with Andre Drummond and what he might be able to bring to the Raptors. The center position has been a glaring hole for the Raptors all season, which has led to a lot of rumors and trade talks, in particular from the beginning centered around Kyle Lowry, but the big name on the market right now is Andre Drummond. So this is a name that anybody who follows the NBA should be aware of, because kind of like Bradley Beal, he's been talked about in trade discussions for what seems like a decade. Does it make any sense for him to come to the Raptors, though?
So I'm in the camp that it does, and I'll tell you why. Like you mentioned, we do have a big glaring hole with his presence. He is, from what I'm seeing this season, he is a 20-and-20 guy. Like, he is guaranteed 20 points, 20 rebounds, and that's something we need on our team, because with our bigs right now, Aron Baynes and Boosh, they are struggling getting rebounds over these bigger guys in the East. Like, you know, if you look at even Miami, like, they have, you know, they have Kelly Olynyk, Bam Adebayo, and they're athletic big men, and they get boards much better than Boosh or Aron Baynes. So if we're, you know, looking to make some noise in the playoffs, rebounding is going to be a pivotal aspect to winning any series, especially in the East.
Well, here's the issue as I see it. If we get this guy, that's a $28 million cap hit, which is fine. You know, it's not like we can't afford that if we move some assets. Most likely Norman Powell and maybe one or two other names would be going Cleveland's way. Or possibly Kyle straight up to Cleveland, and then maybe it becomes a three-team deal just to make the numbers work and make all the parties happy. But you're taking this guy on for 1 year, and then is he supposed to get us over the hump in the playoffs to get us to be a respectable franchise again? Or is he just going to, are we sort of just going to stay the course and then, like many other free agents, you know, this is another guy we're taking a runner on. Is he gonna pull a Kawhi and leave in the off season?
Right. Well, he's no comparison to Kawhi back. He's nowhere near that level.
No, but fair point. Yeah.
You bring up a good point where it might be a three-way deal, straight up for Kyle to make the numbers work, and that excites me because, you know, if we end up getting Andre Drummond in that deal, it would make me think that we would get a young player in there as well, just to make the numbers work with Kyle, possibly ship Norm out with that to get a draft pick or something like that. But for me, I think it's about building into the future, man. It's getting an asset for Kyle, and if we could throw an Andre Drummond in there to make the numbers work, that would be ideal.
If it is about the future, is Drummond a part of that future?
Possibly.
Because there's no guarantee that he comes back.
That's true. There is no guarantee he comes back, but you know, same thing with Kawhi. We can offer him the most money since his contract does belong to us. And after that, you know, if we do sign him with a 5-year deal, then, you know, we can give him the Supermax or whatever that looks like. But as of right now, I think the main priority is getting future pieces back for Kyle.
So you see Kyle as on his way out this year?
Unfortunately, I do. Sad to say. I hate to see it. Like I told you yesterday, like, I, as a fan, hate to see it. Want to see him retire as a Raptor, statue, jersey, ceremony, all that good stuff. But in the basketball decision, I totally understand where that lies, and that's him having to go elsewhere, and us potentially getting pieces for him back that can build into the future.
Okay, so let's put the hypothetical situation out there. Let's say that circumstances remain the same. The Raptors are kind of hovering around 500, and Kyle is looking for another chance to get a ring with another team, one that he's not going to get with Toronto. He doesn't really owe us anything at this point. He's delivered on his promise. Maybe the team owes a little bit of something to him, but they want to get something in return. They need that. They need the rebounding solidified. They let Van Fleet take over the responsibility of the top guard, and we pulled the trigger on that three-team deal. Kyle would leave, as assuming this takes place before the trade deadline, which it would have to. He would be second all time, I believe, in games played behind DeMar DeRozan. In a shortened season, he would tie DeMar for the most seasons, which is 9, but DeMar, of course, was an Iron Man and barely ever missed a game.
Exactly.
So, if Kyle were to leave somewhat unceremoniously, but perhaps on good terms, if the team were to do this for him, where would he rank on your Mount Rushmore for Toronto?
Oh, I like this question. There's so many aspects to talk about. Like, you know, like for me, there's like stats and facts. Like, is he? I think he ranks like top 5 in scoring, rebounding, and assists altogether. Right?
In total, not averages. Yes.
Yeah, and there's also an aspect of like what he did for Toronto basketball and what like his career meant to really the city of Toronto and Canada overall. But you can make the same argument about Vince Carter if we're talking about that.
Yeah, and if you do start talking about that, you have to then say not just Toronto but Canada.
Exactly.
You know, we've seen the documentary for Vince where he is called the Canadian Michael Jordan. And
right.
You and I, both being of the age, that's the first guy that we saw. That was our first, you know, we're too young for Damon Stoudemire. But Vince, he's the reason why the franchise is still around.
Absolutely. No, you're right. And so that's where I'm kind of conflicted. But either way, I think, you know, if you look at the cultural aspect of basketball in Canada and stats and facts with all his stats that he's accumulated over the years, you definitely have to put him at number one.
Kyle or Vince?
You have to put Kyle at number one. Get that soundbite in.
Well, I do think that's as good a soundbite as any to leave off on. So with that, we will conclude the Jurassic North podcast. Tune in next week for all your Raptors needs. I'm McLeod Roy, that was Raphael Root, and this has been Say News.